Hello and welcome to the Political Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Jared Campbell, and I'm sitting next to doctoral candidate, student extraordinaire, Danny, and of course, the magnanimous, ever insightful Dr. Ray Garubo. How are you doing today, Dr. Ray?
Well, I don't want to start a podcast by correcting you, Jared, but I'm not so great. Some of my people will tell you. But thank you for that wonderful introduction and the opportunity to share the Political Harmony Consulting Services story with our listeners. This is episode 3, and I've done some work since the other episodes to go back to clients I've had and ask them, well, since the last survey, have things improved? And I have some anecdotal information about that. But for our listeners, I think I'd like to start with your questions first.
Yeah, we've been talking about the civic leadership assessment that you and your staff have created, which is a wonderful opportunity to get feedback from real people, real consumers of government and leadership, and to provide that feedback to those people in those powerful positions or those leadership positions. What I want to know is, what does the municipality get out of this process?
Good question. They first get some anxiety because because they've never been evaluated like this before. They've had mechanisms for other ways of assessing their leadership, mostly through elections, quite frankly, and of course the editorial page of their local newspaper. But for the first time, a group of people have spent their own money on a private sentiment polling company, Political Harmony Consulting Services Incorporated, a Florida Chapter S for-profit corporation, where they can understand the six dimensions of leadership that go into running cities, school boards, and even HOAs. But more specifically, they get data that they never had before. Let me give you an example. Instead of anecdotal information about zoning or parking or Airbnbs or the curriculum of the schools or the HOA assessments that they have, now they have a paradigm. They have six dimensions from research on which they can grade themselves. Again, we use the medical model like an MRI or an X-ray to see how you are. The prescription comes in the report that I provide when the data has been collected and analyzed. If you know something about management, you heard the word benchmarking. Cities, especially cities, like to be benchmarked because the rotating elected officials from time to time need to have an assessment of how they're coming across, much like corporations and their sales and product development. So the survey, and not to sell more surveys, is a good benchmark. And here's an example I'll give you since our last podcast. A municipality in Colorado, a small town in Colorado, said, well, after the survey was conducted, the word got out to the city officials. Hey, there's a group of people in that community that are grading us. And it's with a private company, we have no access to it. And we hear from people that they're grading us on leadership. Why? What are we doing wrong? I don't know. But they're going to give us a report on that, and they're going to come to the council meeting with, they say, scientific data. And that's exactly what happened. To their surprise, according to the client that I just talked to, they were happy about what's going well. What they do understand from the survey is there are six dimensions of collective leadership that they provide because they're elected officials, they're representatives. And representation in a democracy is always contentious. It is people trying to get along with each other about vague issues, about problems that the society has. I won't go into the current events of this podcast and what's going on in this country and the world, but at the local level, they have their own issues. Much of it is regulatory. there's a question that asks, is the state or the county helpful in what they're doing? So something like that. And the answer is maybe, because local politics generates local sentiment. So what they're getting is scientific data that the public produces. They have a, the person also told me that, well, Dr. Ray, you provided with your survey some ammunition for us, and here's how. Somebody took us to court. This is the small town in Colorado. And part of our defense was that we were accused of not listening to the electorate, not paying attention to their needs and wants, a lot of, quote, outside influence, unquote. And we said, well, we have our citizens who pay their own money to evaluate us, and here are the results. They're scientific, they're accurate, and the opposition pretty well shut up because they weren't expecting this kind of calibrated, empirically driven, research-based scientific information about their collective leadership.
You know, it begs a question. Aren't there other ways that the public can provide input to their elected officials?
Yes, there are, and it typically is some examples. School principals will have PTO or PTA meetings. City managers will have coffee with the city manager on Friday morning. Or the police chief will have meet a cop at the park and talk. So there are individual informal ways of giving feedback, but mostly on specific issues, and mostly from the same people. You'll see in council meetings, in school board meetings, pretty much the same crowd. Every meeting or so, they're just wannabes. They're just, you know, concert goers. They just grab their old seat and here they are again. This way, when they use our survey, they have much more detailed information to talk about. But a coffee with a cop and time with the city manager or time with the mayor is very useful. I'm not denigrating that. But it just gives you stories. It doesn't give you data. It doesn't give you things to grow on. The Political Harmony Leadership Civic Assessment Leadership Survey is developmental. It'll tell you this is how you're coming across. You may not intend that, but you're coming across this way. That's what we're getting. And you might want to fix that. And oftentimes, and this is true in Colorado, it's just a misunderstanding. As an example, back in Colorado, the same example, the people were complaining about rushed meetings. They don't like short meetings. You would think they would. No, they've traveled a long way. This is a rural area of Colorado. They want to sit and hang out with the people they elected. They were just names on a ballot, you know, info commercial that they had during election during the time. And now they want to see their dollars in action, taking public policy to a more detailed approach. The survey does that for them. It gives them a benchmark. It gives them data that they can use for any troubles that they're in. It's an evaluation that turns into a communication device.
I would agree with that. It seems like a nice way to help articulate some of the issues for things that people maybe don't even know how to explain that they're being frustrated with.
Very good observation, Danny. And what we're told, this example I'm referring to and others, is that it gives them a vocabulary. It gives them words to use. It gives them concepts. Many people feel that there is no such thing as local control. And they do have a point of view with zoning regulations from the state and county, with the federal government involved in all our lives. There's very little local control a school board or a city council really has. But it's the first line of democracy. It's the first line of representative government, and that's what you want.
Yeah, plus it's I would imagine going to these, you know, coffee with a cop or a meeting with a, you know, a city manager or something like that, it's going to be mostly pleasantries, or either it'll be like bifurcated. You'll either have some pleasantries or someone who's raging mad. whereas a survey like this actually gives them the poignant details that they would need without having any of that overhead of being, you know, too nice and polite or just raging mad, you know?
That's a good observation. And many times they're intimidated by the people that they're talking with. I'm a little nervous in front of mayors. I'm a little nervous in front of police chiefs. The finance director mystifies me. I don't know how she does it. All the things that she's got to do or he's got to do. It gives you that kind of vocabulary, those kind of concepts. But there is something we call participation fatigue. Mm. Participation fatigue. Stop asking me what you should do. I elected you to think for me. I don't have time to understand zoning laws. I don't have time to understand juvenile delinquency and crime rates. I don't have time to get the Airbnbs out of our community. That's your job. What the survey does is shortens that. It's still participation. It's still feedback. It's still communication. But they don't get so tired of it. And they represent themselves through the survey. These are the questions we asked. What is your level of agreement with them? Sometimes it's good, sometimes not so good. Here's the way you're coming across. And the council people, again, back to Colorado, are astonished. They haven't thought about some of these things. They haven't thought about apologizing for past mistakes. They haven't thought about apologizing to people for their rudeness.
I can't imagine a politician apologizing at all. Isn't that funny?
Well, no, it's not actually.
I mean, it's sad, well, it's sad and treacherous, actually.
A little amusing, but yeah. You'll see these city attorneys squirming up there about some of these things because that's a liability issue. You don't admit anything. But have we all made mistakes? Haven't we all? We said in the last podcast, just apologize for them.
Yeah.
There was a study that was conducted, and it's what I call the 2M studies. Minnesota and the Canadian province of Manitoba. And I was looking at, a student and I were looking at, why do hospitals, and she was the doctoral student was a healthcare person, why are people suing hospitals after the death of a loved one? And she found in a very good study that she conducted that the amount of lawsuits was reduced again in Minnesota and the Canadian province of Manitoba. Here's why. The surgeon came out and said, I'm so sorry we lost your father. It just went south in a hurry. We opened him up, the heart gave out. It's just, it got beyond us and he's gone. I am terribly sorry. We prepared for it. We thought we did. We're just sorry. When you explained and apologized, that reduced lawsuits in both those places. And the evidence was hard evidence. It wasn't just anecdotal and serendipitous. It was causal. It caused the lawsuits to be maybe not filed as much, but certainly dropped when they said, we just want to know what happened. Now you're sorry about it. Why can't a mayor say, you know, when we pass this zoning law, when we pass this ordinance, we didn't understand the unintended consequences. And now we do, and we can fix that.
It's compassionate. It's compassionate government.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
Compassionate. Yes.
I like that.
We're all human beings. We're all trying to get along. Exactly. So what the item, what the survey also does is it gives people a way to think about things. For instance, ethics and public trust. That's a big one. As I said in a previous podcast, I wasn't sure I wanted to include that. And there's a question we asked, are the elected officials honest persons? Well, we think so. We hope so. At least their motives are honest. Sometimes they get into trouble. Sometimes they slide a little bit. Sometimes things get by them. Or sometimes people lie to them. Staff, you've heard about the bad cop. You've heard about the corrupt finance director. You've heard about, you know, the mayor who takes in favors and those kind of things. That goes back in time in perpetuity when Adam was a boy. Mm-hmm. They just go way back. That's human nature. Mm-hmm. But what it does is it puts it out there in the front. Do you look ethical? Do you look like you're an honest person? I elected an honest person, I hope.
Well, that's a pretty interesting point, I think. Dr. Ray, this has been a fascinating conversation, and I'm very much looking forward to learning more about this survey and how I can approach my elected officials and make it so that we have a voice.
Then go to politicalharmony.us, look at the website, and you'll have more information in there.
Thank you so much. What a great conversation today.
You're good.
No, you're
you
good.
Guys are good.
You're good.
Damn.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
I'm a hero out there.